You can't corrupt him with sex. You can't corrupt him with pride. You can't corrupt him with any other old lust of the flesh. Integrity is a high principle of living that makes you honorable and sets you apart from others. Incorruptibility. Integrity is the quality or state of being complete or undivided. You're the same every time. A synonym for integrity is honesty. An antonym for integrity is duplicity. You're an old cheater one time, the next time you act sweet and gentle, the next time you're a booger. One time you're honest and upright, the next time somebody meets you and you can take advantage of him, I'll get it because he don't have no control over it. See? Integrity means you're incorruptible. The quality of state of being complete or undivided. You're honest. You're an unimpaired fella. Honor, you hold your honor, your integrity. Like Job says, I'll hold my integrity. If I die, I'm going to hold my integrity. His wife said to him in Job 2, the old patriarch Job said, do you still hold your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? Well, I don't think she was necessarily a bad woman. I think a lot of women, and perhaps some of you, would have said the same thing under the same conditions. Job had lost everything he had, but he held his integrity, and that's the only thing he had left. He was honorable. He had honor, and he valued that honor and integrity above anything that he could gain in physical or material value. He held the value, the sense of honor and duty above all that he could possess in his hand. Everything he possessed physically or materially had been destroyed. The devil had destroyed it. He'd stole his health. And there he was in that wretched, miserable condition with nothing to hold on to but honor and integrity, attesting to creditable conduct, consistent in Job's life with an untarnished reputation, characterized by integrity, guided by a high sense of honor and duty. Praise God, he was incorruptible. Jabez was incorruptible. That's why he was more honorable than his brethren. Perhaps among his brethren, there were honorable men. In the Bible, you find many times that the honorable men have been corrupted. You find in the New Testament that honorable men and women were stirred up by the Jewish mobs to assault Paul and to drive him from city to city, and it was the honorable men and women. Back in the Old Testament, it was the honorable men that joined in with the Pharisees and Sadducees and all those other old sects among the people of God. And it was the honorable that submitted to the pressures of the peers. That's what they call today is peer pressure. Put on peer pressure. Most every American submits to peer pressure. That means your associates, whatever they're for you, they'll put enough pressure on you, you'll submit, you'll succumb. You'll even somehow or another abrogate your morals or your integrity. That means your honor. That you'll relinquish your honor to satisfy the peer pressure that's expected of you of those people that you associate with. It's like joining a church that's not a holiness church. Joining one of these charismatic churches where they believe in about doing anything. If you join in with them, the peer pressure is so great. I know honorable Christians that have been sucked under and drawn out of their integrity and away from their honor. They've been corrupted and polluted because they didn't have strength to stand up against the peer pressure that they're under here in this generation. It's everywhere. It's in families. It's in schools. It's in the military. It's in the marketplace. Everywhere you turn, the peer pressure is too great for most Americans to hold their integrity and to be more honorable than their brethren. And to stand up and say, God, keep your hand in what I do and keep me from evil and bless me and let me use it for your glory and honor. You ain't gonna find many of them fellas. Not find somebody's integrity is good enough to pay their bills. I ain't talking about that. You gotta have far more than that for God to be used of God. Whew. In Psalm 126, 5 and 6, the psalmist David wrote, said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let me tell you something. There's got to be some honor in our lives for God to use us here in this end time. Integrity and honor have got to be intangible possessions, and we must put our value upon them, keeping our word, paying our bills, supporting the work of God, being a good father, a good mother, not one of these old two-timing mamas and daddies and rebellious young'uns, not being a lover of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's not integrity, nor neither is it honor, and it won't be to our honor. God won't honor us for it. We've got to do the things that God honors. Children, honor your father and mother. Hebrews 13 and 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. There's not very many Americans are very courageous and want a medal of honor for holding a family together. The first little old incident that comes along that somehow breaks the affection and the warmth of the romantic love that they had one for another, I've got to get a divorce. We're just incompatible. Shoot, I'd like to be a judge and break your their stinking heads and make them live together. But unfortunately, that's not the way it works every time. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. I know we make mistakes, and I know God forgives, but it sure is not for our honor when we do something that the Bible has distinctly warned us about, and we have been warned about it. It is not for our honor, and God will never put us up more honorable than our brethren into a place of receiving an enlarging of your cost, and putting more under your hand to be responsible for and to be honored for, unless we have kept that first love that was delivered unto the saints. That first love must be the first principle. The first principle that's been established, and the value that's worth fighting for, contending for, and whatever it takes to keep that which God has committed to us. In that position, when we've taken a secondary position, when we haven't permitted God to put us into a position and keep us into that position and condition unimpaired, when our condition has been impaired, as the word integrity means, to be unimpaired, and our condition has been impaired, when there has been unsoundness, when there's been a lack of adherence to the code of moral values that we have, when we've been corrupted, when there's been a loss of that state of being complete or undivided, when we've been filled with duplicity, when we've refused to be guided by the sense of honor and duty in what we've done in our lifetime from the beginning, when we haven't attested to the credible conduct that's consistent with an untarnished reputation as a son of God, and we're not the most honorable among the brethren, and we don't get that medal of honor because we have forfeited something. We've left our first love. We have not stuck with that first faith that we've had. Jabez was one of those fellas that started off with his mother's admonition upon his life, and he was incorruptible. He kept from being corrupted because he put a sense of values upon having favor and honor with God. God gives honor to those that fear him and love him and keep his commandments. In Luke 1:74 and 75,